This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. And spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, I readily did accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to Righteous Companions. What a pleasure to talk about someone whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught him from childhood, faith, recited the Quran to him. As Imam al-Tirmidhi compiled from Hadith Zayd ibn Arqam, that Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu, was the first one to become a Muslim. And again, this does not contradict that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was the first one to become a Muslim. And this does not contradict that Khadija radiyallahu anha was the first one to become a Muslim. The scholars of this ummah, they said Khadija from the women, Abu Bakr from the men, and Ali ibn Abi Talib from the youth of the ummah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu was brought up by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Aba Turab, that is his kunya, and he loved it. He said, one day I quarreled with the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima. Like a husband and wife do sometimes, it's normal. So I became upset. So I went to the masjid to sleep. When you're upset, you normally sleep. This is the best thing that would happen to you. And I placed my right cheek in the ground. And I got sweat. I sweated. So the sand would basically stain your face. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came asking Fatima, his daughter, where is Ali? She told him, we had a little talk, argument, and he left. Where else Ali would be but in the masjid? So he left. And he went to the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu. And he found him sleeping in the ground, sweating. And his body, his cheek, is stained with the sand of the masjid. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waked him up. And he told him, wake up, ya Aba Turab. Istayqir, ya Aba Turab. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu, brothers and sisters in Islam, was the shadow of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was the helper of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the son of Abi Talib. Even so, Abu Talib, radiyallahu anhu, refused to become a Muslim. But yet, when he saw his son, Ali, praying with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not mind, because he knew in the depth of his heart that his son and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are in the truth. And the only thing that hinders him from becoming a Muslim is the fact that he does not want to abandon the way of his ancestors. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I have to go through Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and his biography quickly, picking some of the events that is to be shared that shows you the quality of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the first events that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a hero, and he was youth when the disbelievers plotted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Basically, they were afraid that if one person would kill him, then the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would revenge. But they gathered from each tribe an individual, and they plotted to kill him sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he's asleep, and they kill him together. So this way the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be distributed amongst these tribes. Therefore his tribe would find it difficult to revenge his death sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam their plot. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. They are plotting to kill you, O Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to migrate from Mecca to Medina. But he wanted to deceive them. He wanted to deceive the disbelievers and buy some time until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu makes it to their hiding place. Who was called for the mission? The youth, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Asadullah al-Ghalib, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the lion of Allah, the victorious lion of Allah, Ali ibn Abi Talib. By Allah, I love Ali ibn Abi Talib as much as I love Uthman, Umar, and Abi Bakr, and the rest of the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And this is how you should feel about that generation, my dear Muslims. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was commanded by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to sleep in his bed that night, facing that danger. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam assured him that nothing will harm you, insha'Allah, because he received revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, it is a tough call to make. He slept in the bed of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that night, buying some time until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu made it to their hiding place in the cave of Thawr. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a beautiful author, Hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas, that talked about the story of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, when also the disbelievers wanted to kill him. And we believe as Muslims, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They killed him not, they crucified him not, but someone else was crucified and killed in his place that had his resemblance, his facial resemblance. So when they, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was sitting with his disciples, and the disbelievers are approaching the gathering, trying to take him to be killed. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam stood up and he addressed the disciples. Who would agree that my resemblance would be thrown in his face and he will be crucified in my place and he will be my companion in Jannah? The youngest of the disciples stood up and he said, Ana ya Rasulallah. I'll do it, O Messenger of Allah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, out of compassion for the youth of this man, he told him, sit down. He asked the question again, secondly and thirdly, and the same youth, the same one stood up, and he was the one who was basically crucified in the place of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. The scholars throw a lot of resemblance between Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, the youth taking also that stand, and that young disciple of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam also taking that stand. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's take a short break and come back, carry on talking about the Lion of Allah, talking about someone whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, Allah and his messenger love him. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I really did accept Muhammad's message from God.
The aim of the show is to really focus and gain a grasp of those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and those things which will gain for us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will make us amongst those who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Is there any evidence from the Quran that shows that those who repent are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happier with the repentance of his slave than you if you came across your camel after you lost it in a wide open.
Servants of Allah are those servants who have drawn closer to Allah. Do you know who they are and what qualities they possess? Wouldn't you like to be one of them?
The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable us to reach into a status wherewith or in which we will taste the beauty of Iman.
We would like to be amongst those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves.
Indeed, you will see your Lord as you see this moon without having any harm in seeing them. Way how we fast. We might fast, we might abstain from food and drink. At the same time, we violate Allah's boundaries. And then how can we get taqwa?
Learn how by tuning into your show, Servants of Allah, with Sheikh Saeed Al-Ghadi, airing throughout this Ramadan. May Allah rain His abundant blessings on us during this month of mercy and charity.
Muhammad's message from God. Muhammad's message from God.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Righteous Companions. And we're talking about Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anh, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husband of his beloved daughter, Fatima, radiyallahu anha. May Allah be pleased with her. The father of Thibtayn Nabi, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, the leaders of the youth of in Jannah, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Wallahi, we love Al al-Bayt. We love them. I love Ali so much. And I love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. نَدِينُ اللَّهَ بِحُبِّهِمْ. We owe their love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the family of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that love is so pure that it does not contain any hate to any of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a statement that was made by Ali ibn Abi Talib himself, radiallahu anhu. The statement in Mu'jam al-Imam al-Tabarani, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, said, خَيْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, the best of the ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Abu Bakr and Umar. Listen to this. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعْ حُبِّي وَبُغْضُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ في قلب مؤمن. And my love and the hate for Abi Bakr and Umar cannot be together in a heart of a believer. Check your hearts. Check your hearts. If you love Ali and hate Abi Bakr and Umar, your heart is not a heart of a believer. Because they were the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's just the circumstances. It's just the tests. The tests. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was the hero in the Battle of Badr. Was one of the people who actually commenced the whole battle with that individual fighting, combating. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a hero in the Battle of Uhud. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a hero in the Battle of the Trench, when he killed one of the giants, one of the heroes of the disbelievers. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was also a hero in the battle, in the truce of Al-Hudaybiyah. He was there with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and given him the pledge. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, when the Muslims established the truce of Al-Hudaybiyah, a covenant of Al-Hudaybiyah with the disbelievers, and they betrayed the truth, they betrayed that truce, the covenant, they actually ended up attacking some alliance of the Muslims. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided to conquer Mecca. And there was an incident that is to be shared with you, because it will show you the quality of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and his amount of trust and belief in Allah and His Messenger. There was a companion. His name is Hatib ibn Abi Balta'ah. He is a Badri. A Badri means he is someone who participated in the Battle of Badr. He had family back in Mecca. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared with the rest of the Muslims that he's about to go and conquer Mecca, Hatib, because of the person who's protecting his young children and his wives or his family members in Mecca, he wanted to do him a favor. So he sent a letter to that person with a woman informing him that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to come and invade Mecca, warning him. This is what we would call a treason in the language of people now, right now, politicians, or in our language. And it is a treason. You are leaking the secret of the Muslim army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knower of the unseen. And the hadith fi Sahih al-Bukhari. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what Hatib did. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Abu Ali ibn Abi Talib for the mission in order to travel behind this woman and catch her, arrest her before she reaches Mecca, and she delivers that letter to the person in Mecca. And he told them actually the place where they will find her. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu with al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad ibn Amr radiallahu anhu and others, they marched to basically get this woman before she gets to Mecca. So the woman hid that letter in her hair. She kind of made her hair like women do these days, braided her hair, and she placed that letter inside the braids. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh asked her, get out the letter. She said, I have no letter. You know what Ali said? He said, listen, the messenger of Allah told us that you have a letter. Get the letter out. Get the letter out. If the messenger of Allah told us that you have a letter, you must have a letter. She told, look, I don't have no letters. I have no letters. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh threatening her, if you do not bring out the letter, we will basically strip you naked. Women were careful about this these days. She decided to get out the letter from her braids. Look at the amount of faith and belief that Ali ibn Abi Talib had in the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He brought the letter back, and it's really worthy to find out what happened, because this will help us in the future. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Abu Hatib radiallahu anhu, and he asked him, Ya Hatib, why did you do this? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was standing. Sayyidina Hatib is someone who participated in the battle of Badr. So he explained to him, O Messenger of Allah, I have weak family in Mecca, and that individual is taking care of them, and I thought that if I would do a favor for him, يعني, it may help my children back in Mecca. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu became angry, and he pulled the sword out and he said, O Rasulullah, he committed a treason, let's kill him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Umar, Ya Umar, do not do this. And he made that statement, لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ أَن يَكُونَ قَدِ اطَّلَعَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ افْعَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked into the hearts of those who participated in the battle of Badr, 300 plus companions, and he told them, do as you please, I have forgiven you. Why do we say this, brothers and sisters in Islam? Because towards the beginning of the imara of the leadership of Ali ibn Abi Talib, there was a fitna that some of these companions were engaged in. Here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them already. It is not your business, nor my business, to dig into that time of fitna to show this party is guilty and this companion is innocent and this companion is not, and defame this companion and defame this companion. No. We should say, O Allah, forgive them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, another incident that is out of this world. The incident is when the Muslims went to attack Khaybar, a tribe that helped the disbelievers against the Muslims. And they always plotted. They always plotted against the Muslims. And it was time to settle. It's time to take charge of the situation. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to go and attack the fortress, but they were so much protected by their fortresses, walls. They built huge walls. The Muslims tried and tried and tried. And one day, when they are about to give up, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the companions, telling them, لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدَى. The hadith في صحيح البخاري ومسلم من حديث سهل بن سعد الساعدي أبي العباس رضي الله عنه. Tomorrow I will give the banner of Islam to someone who loves Allah and His Messenger. That is not the issue here. And Allah and His Messenger love him. لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ ويحبه الله ورسوله. يا الله, if there is one badge, this is sufficient. To the extent that the companions were so anxious, who is this person who is loved by Allah and His Messenger? It is okay to love Allah and His Messenger. Everyone claims that. But Allah and His Messenger loving you, this is what matters. Because if Allah loves you, He will guide you. He will take care of you. To the extent that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wished to be that person who will be called tomorrow in the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and he said, where is Ali ibn Abi Talib? Where is Ali? Ali was called. He had some problem with his eyes. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wiped on it and it was, alhamdulillah, healed. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam giving him the banner of Islam and told him, go, go for the cause of Allah. And he told him, if Allah guides through you, one person is better than this dunya and what is in the dunya. Is better than a lot of reddish camels. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's join righteous companions again to talk about Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and what Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu did for Islam towards the end of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during the reign of Abi Bakr, Umar and Uthman, and then get into that difficult test. Till the next episode of Righteous Companions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Companions spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, how readily did he accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend.